Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Coronavirus Essential Podcast on Money Control. I'm Sakshi Batra and I'm going to be taking you through all the key updates of COVID-19 from India and around the world. Well, the total confirmed COVID-19 cases in India have now risen to 26,47,663, and that's according to the latest updates from the Union Health Ministry. Now, this number includes cases involving foreign nationals, patients who have recovered, and the death toll. Now, as many as 57,982 new COVID-19 cases and 941 deaths have been reported in the last 24 hours alone. The death toll in India due to the novel coronavirus pandemic has risen to 50,921. The reported active COVID-19 cases in the country right now stand at 6,76,900. Now, as many as 18,62,258 COVID-19 patients have been cured and discharged so far. And India's COVID-19 recovery rate right now stands at 72.5%. Now, the Indian Council of Medical Research, or the ICMR, has said that over 3 crore samples have been tested for COVID-19 in the country till date, and of these, over 731,000 samples have been tested just yesterday. Moving on, Bihar's COVID-19 caseload has now risen to about 1 lakh as of yesterday, with 2,187 more people having been tested for positive for COVID-19 infection. Also, amid the rise in the novel coronavirus cases and deaths, Bihar government has now extended the ongoing lockdown in the state until 6th of September, and that's according to the government official announcement. Now, under the Unlock 3.0 guidelines by the centre, the lockdown restrictions will be imposed in containment zones and other areas and buffer zones deemed necessary in order to contain the spread of the virus. Moving on, Maharashtra's Chief Minister Uddhav Thackeray has now said that the process of lifting the lockdown in the state would be done stepwise. The threat of COVID-19 still persists, Thackeray also said, adding that he does not want a second wave of infections in the state. The state government has now extended the lockdown in the state until 31st of August. Maharashtra has so far reported 5.8 lakh COVID-19 cases and 19,749 deaths due to the disease. Germicidal UV lights, polycarbonate sheets have been installed in the parliament right ahead of the monsoon session. Vice President and Rajya Sabha Chairman M. Venkaya Naidu is leaving no stone unturned to ensure maximum precaution and hygiene in the parliament when the monsoon session begins. That's amid the coronavirus pandemic. The session will reportedly start in the first week of September, and a number of provisions have been made to make sure no parliamentarian contracts COVID-19 while attending the session. Moving on, retailers have now urged mall operators to extend the rent waiver until the festive season. Shopping mall developers and retailers are back at the negotiating table after businesses failed to pick up despite the relaxations that the government has been given in the unlock phases. While mall owners have given up to full waivers to retailers on monthly rentals during the lockdown period, that's from March until May, retailers say it will not suffice. Moving on, vaccine maker Biological E, or BE, as of today has said that it has acquired Acorn India, which is a subsidiary of the US-based Acorn company, which manufactures specialty generic injectables, medicines and vaccines for $10 million in cash. Now, BE has said that the acquisition will emerge or will enable the Hyderabad-based company to enhance its manufacturing capabilities and capacities to produce and supply its vaccines and injectable medicines. BE is in the process of developing a COVID-19 vaccine and may be able to use the facilities at Acorn India at the Pondasar plant in Himachal Pradesh for commercial-scale manufacture of the vaccine at the appropriate time. And this is what BE has informed in a media statement. With that, let's also move on and get all the updates from around the world. The total confirmed cases of COVID-19 across the world stand at 2.16 crore, and that's according to the Reuters tracker. This figure includes COVID-19 patients who have recovered and the overall global death toll, which stands at 7.67 lakh. Now, with over 54.16 lakh reported cases until date, the United States of America is the worst affected country in the world. The US is followed by Brazil, India, Russia, and South Africa. The US has surpassed 1.7 lakh coronavirus deaths on August 16, and that's according to the Reuters tally. as health officials express concerns over COVID-19 complicating the fall flu season. Deaths have also risen by 483 as of August 16, with Florida, Texas and Louisiana leading the rise in the fatalities. Now, U.S. drug developer Novavax Inc. has said that it is starting a mid-stage study of its experimental COVID-19 vaccine in South Africa as the country experiences a surge in the COVID-19 cases. The Phase 2b trial study of NVX-CoV-2373 will be conducted on about 2665 healthy adults and will evaluate the safety and immunogenicity in about 240 medically stable HIV-positive adults, as per the company statement. Moving on, New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has postponed the general election by 4 weeks now, but has also ruled out delaying it any further as the country tackles a new outbreak of COVID-19. Now, pressure has been mounting on Ardern to postpone the vote amid the resurgence of COVID-19 infections in its biggest city, Auckland, after the country had been free of coronavirus cases for 102 days. Almost just a week after the discovery of New Zealand's first locally transmitted COVID-19 outbreak in more than 3 months, its origin still remains a mystery. The Pacific Island nation had benefited from its remoteness early in the pandemic, when Ardern swiftly closed off the international borders and imposed one of the world's toughest lockdowns. Those measures stamped out local transmission for 102 days. Genome testing of the latest batch of infections has confirmed that it is a new strain, and officials have also said that probably it is from either Australia or Britain. Now, with the clock ticking to get the latest outbreak under control, that has raised the tricky question of how it entered a country that has been largely closed off for months. Australia's second most populous state of Victoria has reported the deadliest day of the pandemic, with 25 fatalities from the COVID-19 disease in the last 24 hours and 282 new cases. The state recorded 16 deaths and 279 new cases in a day earlier. Now, it also reported its previous one-day high of 21 deaths were reported last week. Moving on, China's vaccine specialist CanSino Biologics has now won a patent approval from Beijing for its COVID-19 vaccine candidate AD5-nCoV, and this is as per the state media's reports, which have cited the documents from the country's intellectual property regulator. Now, it is the first COVID-19 vaccine patent granted by China, state-owned newspaper People Dailies has reported. Moving on, Thailand's economy has suffered its worst contraction since the Asian financial crisis more than 2 decades ago, and this is what the data has showed, as the coronavirus shattered the country's crucial tourism industry. The kingdom has largely escaped the worst of the disease, registering 3,300 cases and 58 deaths, despite being the first country outside China to register an infection in January. Well, with that, it's a wrap on this edition of the podcast. Many thanks for tuning in. But do not forget to also listen in to Setting Sail, where the CEO of Wow Momos, Sagar Daryani, talks about what the restaurant industry will look like in months to come. Let me also tell you about the freedom offer that Money Control has. You can get your true financial freedom with Money Control Pro's Independence Day blowout offer. Be a pro at 1 rupee per day and claim exclusive benefits worth 15,000 rupees. Use the code FREEDOM365. Also, log on to Money Control's website or app to know more about it.